She didn't like Cisco.
What do you say?
Nah, I can't now.
Do it again?
No. Can't now.
No, say it again.
It's do I got? No, because you don't edit any of them.
No, go ahead.
When has it ever stopped you before,
just,
kid?
Just act, just no, act like everything's
this
normal.
This is the bars episode when anyone has bars that they want to spit, specifically me, because this microphone's banging.
Let's go. We're back, dude. We got a new microphone. It's inspired us. I'm inspired today.
We're inspired by its
phallic
energy.
We beat the allegations.
Yo. No, that was the bar. That was the bar.
Wait.
You got the bar?
What's the bar?
Every man's got a story.
Every man's got a story. I beat the allegations.
Statutory.
Oh, Jesus. It's not a bad line. It's not a bad line.
I beat the allegations.
That's a good one.
Welcome to the welcome to the Cult Podcast, where we beat the allegations. Oof. every week,
every single day.
There's a lot to talk about.
Allegations.
We need to confront the allegations right here and now. Anyway, so what's going on with Drake? Let's get down to that real quick.
All right.
Talk to me like someone who hasn't caught up with it,
because
I haven't.
So Drake.
Drake's white.
No, this is the spat going on between Kendrick Lamar and at first it was Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Drake, because J. Cole basically said, "Hey, it's me, K. Dot, and Drake. We're the big three. Like,
that's how he said it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's exactly how he said it.
Just so you know, it's
and then Kendrick said, "Motherfuck like the big three.
There's only big me." and then he said a big word, and then he called them all bums.
Okay.
And
boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that though.
Yeah. He said
bums.
He said a very mean word.
Which word?
The very big word.
Which one?
The other word.
Referring to what population?
Well. Anyway.
Dead
air. What did he say? What did
he
say?
He says the N word. He says the N word.
He calls them hard R's?
No, he says he does soft A, and then he calls them bums, and he says.
Wait, how does he say it? He says, he
calls them
he's
bums.
Black.
Yes,
and he calls them the N word.
He calls Drake.
This is me doing guy who's never. Yeah.
But he's also black.
Wait, hold on.
Let's dissect this.
Yeah, he's called.
Who else saying this word, man?
There's a bunch of
half of a half.
I thought
genre.
Only the Chinese population could get away with it.
Yeah,
you're telling me. So this.
Oh yeah, and so J. Cole got up in his feelings about it. And
I'm not feeling it.
Had a really kind of subpar response track to Kendrick's like partial verse, really.
Yeah, he apologized.
J. Cole apologized.
And then he apologized. And then Kendrick Lamar recently just brought him up on stage. So that beef is done.
This is my little boy.
He really did.
This is my son.
J. Cole towers over him.
I will stand K-Dot
yeah, he's
all
like,
day.
Oh, yeah. I only listen to the.
Do
the,
people forget Kendrick's 5'6"?
The Drake line. I only listened to the Drake one, and I thought it was really funny.
No, yeah, well, the Drake one was pretty good. And he tried.
Welcome
to
the Cult Magazine podcast.
You love rap beefs. Let's talk more
about it.
Chris Brown threw his hat in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
But if I was Chris Brown, I just would try to skate. You know, I wouldn't want
to. Why is Chris Brown mad at the Migos?
Because he fucked Saweetie.
Saweetie.
Who's that?
Saweetie girl.
Ex-wife.
Awesome.
Saweetie is Quavo's ex-wife.
Saweetie.
And she's really hot. Chris Brown and... like Quavo hate each other, and they were at Paris Fashion Week sitting next to each other, and
Oof.
The hate was there's a video of them sitting next to each other, and they were resisting every urge to fight each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, bro. Chris Brown.
I was wondering about this the other day. I was like, maybe it used to be easier to like engage in like other art and reading and higher forms of art, because there was less shit available.
Yeah,
there was less to do.
There's less to do, and you're like, oh, like I guess like I'll read this book and that'll entertain me. But yeah. now you can really dig into the rap beefs and
yep.
And, oh, I don't, yeah. and who the fuck has time to read Henry James now?
Well, you know? No one. And I haven't read a Henry James novel since Turn of the Screw.
Yeah.
Good book, though.
You've been paying attention to the rap beefs.
Yeah.
I've been worth it, though.
Ever since senior year of high school.
I've been watching Drewski videos. Those are good.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
I kind of like him.
I like Drewski.
His audition videos are very funny.
Fraser yelled at me on the pod.
I did yell at
for
you
not
about
consu-
it.
Well, no. No, for not consuming not enough black media. And yeah. This week, I've taken it upon myself.
That's the whitest form of black media you can take in.
He's a TikTok boy.
I watched the Shannon Sharp show.
Shannon Sharp show is good. That's
Cat Williams has a new special out. That's
Club Shay Shay is good.
That's on my list.
Deer Tag and the Do-Rags next
up
for you.
What about Drink Champions?
Drink Champs is good, yeah.
Who's on
fucking,
that? Why is it called that?
Noriega.
Because they're all
Drink Champs,
they
drink,
up.
Bro. They get hammered.
They get fucked up during the podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Drink Champs.
Except, and almost all the guests, like, get blasted with them, except for, I think, only two people that I know of that have not had a drink, and that's
Danny?
Shaq and Kanye.
Yeah, Danny Brown made it through the whole versus segment without having to take a drink, because he answered every time to a question where it's just like, The Lox or Dipset? Who are you picking? You don't know?
Dipset.
Well, why would you be like stunned?
Because like you don't want to, because you gotta say one's better than the other. Oh. So they'll hit you with questions like Rakim or Method Man.
Or like particularly if it's like a contemporary.
Yeah.
Like and like potentially cause a beef. And what was great about Danny
Here,
Brown.
Here, Colt Mack, what's...
what's great about Danny Brown is that he is an addict, and he's like an alcoholic, a recovering alcoholic. And
he is?
Yeah, he is. Like, he just answered everything completely honestly. Mm-hmm. He has a really good interview, actually, with Schoolboy Q on his podcast. So
Danny Brown.
Yeah. But back to the... To round out the Drake thing, he tried to do what he did with Meek Mill, where he did that.
I think he did it successfully.
Song.
Yeah.
But then he...
Back to back.
And they did back to back, which was very successful, and it worked.
Where were you?
But the problem was, unfortunately...
And he's white, and he keeps saying the N-word.
Yeah, dude. I don't like that about
him. Which is upsetting.
So I see, like...
What are the white allegations?
What does happen if Drake grows his hair out? That's a good question. Rick Ross brought up a very good question. We want to see Drake with his hair grown out.
He's been on fire. Everything that Rick Ross has posted has been so funny.
He's great.
You got a carved out six-pack and 25% body fat.
100%. I was at the little function, and there is a group of Philly guys who are 100% like, you know, I truthfully believe he had the nose surgery, but I don't know anything about another man's six-pack. Like, that shit, that's suspect. I don't know about that. But he did have his nose done. And, like a full group of guys just nodded their head like, yeah, he did.
I feel like guys are dumber, it seems.
Is that true?
I think it's a dumber city.
No, Philadelphia is a toilet. Yeah. It's an absolute dump.
But they kind of brought it up, though.
Did anyone bring
like,
topics today?
Oh,
you're going to bring topics?
Oh, I was going to read off my topic list
we
over
got topics?
Here.
I'm the host, though. Let me read the topics.
Okay. All right. Try not to say okay.
Wait.
Because I don't want to say that. Never. Keep. End out the rap beat.
Yeah, end out the rap beat. Drake used AI for a back-to-back style what you call the tailor-made freestyle, where he used AI-filtered renditions of Tupac and Snoop Dogg's voice to call out Kendrick Lamar, and that's some weak-ass shit, and he's not... I think that was the day that you could not consider Drake to be an artist anymore.
Well, he got warned. Drake got warned.
Let me see your topics. You have
multiple
topics
people.
Down?
Yeah, I got topics.
Okay, give me your topics, please.
I got...
Please submit your topics to me.
Topic.
People have complained that we are an aimless podcast with no direction. And I've tasked the boys with
the
coming with
the co-host complained.
Okay.
But this shit sucks.
Get the car boner guy first. My topics. Hades Uprising.
Hades Uprising.
The Haitian Uprising, Matt. Let's talk about the Haitian Uprising. What's going on?
It's a probably...
You're not going to believe it. Hades Uprising.
Yeah. Hades Uprising. So Haiti has
hip
had,
hip Haiti. Hey,
to give a little bit of context.
Yeah, give me the rap mic.
Yeah, no way. That was not a bar.
I beat the allegation.
So
knock the allegations out the park.
So this is what's going on with Haiti, to give a little bit of context.
Your wife is a mark.
In 2000.
Your wife's name is Mark.
Shut the fuck up.
Chris Brown punching Mark.
I beat the
let me keep going. Oh, man.
Matt, I'm really interested to hear about the Haitian Revolution, but I was in the middle of something.
He's about to spit.
He was. All right. So what's going on with Haiti is that I think 3 or 4 years back there
Matt
was...
is a Haitian expert. He's married to a Haitian woman.
I am not a Haitian expert, but I've learned a lot more about it ever since being married to one.
He's wearing a sweater that was knitted by a Haitian woman?
Yes.
Ever since Hillary Clinton made her trip to Haiti, Matt just fucking knows a lot, bro.
So
he has exactly 12 Haitian kids at his house right now.
So what's
almost
going
on? Teens by now.
So the
Matt, do you have anything to say about the allegations?
The allegations.
That you have 12 Haitian kids?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't. I just have a cat.
Suspicious.
We know that. Suspicious.
So what's going on with Haiti is that a few years back, their president, who pretty much had a monopoly on all their fruit exports, where he was named the Banana Man, that was his nickname, Colombian and possibly Cuban coalition, like black ops forces, went into his presidential mansion and assassinated him.
Uh-oh.
And caused an already unstable area to go even become even more unstable. So the quote-unquote prime minister of Haiti named Ariel Henry took over, and it's been about 4 years since they've had elections. And it's basically caused a lot of gangs to form this a coalition of their own called, I believe they're called the G9 gang. Pretty fire.
I like that.
and they are run by a guy named Jimmy Cherizier.
There's a G for every.
So you can. So what you're saying, Matt, is these bananas are bruised, and there's something.
Okay,
there's trouble. There's trouble of ruin in Haiti.
It's not good because this guy named Jimmy.
You are not gonna like what Haiti is cooking.
Yeah,
I like Haitian food.
Named Jimmy Cherizier. Basically said, okay, well, we need free and fair elections, which, of course, like on the surface, you might agree
that's
with that political stance.
Don't see the issue.
Don't see the issue there. The problem is his nickname is General Barbecue.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, his nickname is General Barbecue.
He can rap.
He wears a bulletproof vest all the time, and he sets his political enemies on fire.
Fuck,
after
dude.
Putting and then apparently he eats them sometimes.
That's fucking ill.
Yes, he's crazy, and he has been saying there will be a genocide.
It's kind
of
cool.
If there will be a genocide. A genocide of who? I am unsure, but he made
he's,
a public
he's
announcement.
He's taking someone out.
like he's like, I'm
that's
gonna,
it.
Like, it's going nuts, and he has basically controlled all of Port-au-Prince. He runs all of Port-au-Prince now with his G9 gang, and actually some of my wife's family is there trying to hide from what's going on. They're trying to get over to America. So if anyone listens
serious
to this in the immigration office, give me a call. Go to my cult email and see if you can get
help
this
us
connection
out.
Going.
Tell
help
them
us
to
out.
Go to fucking Mexico and then just come in.
Dude, they can't even get a plane. They've shut down the entire airport. They've shut down, like, the president of Haiti actually was trying, Ariel Henry, the quote-unquote president, he was coming in from Kenya saying, hey, Kenya, can you give me, like, a few forces, like, a few, like, 100 soldiers to kind of put this, like, uprising down? And the airport was shut down, and they said, hey, Dominican Republic, which is their neighboring country, and said, Dominican Republic, could you please let us land? And the Dominican Republic has had a lot of tensions with Haiti, so they said no. So I believe they landed somewhere, but basically, yeah, Haiti's in a terrible spot.
Yeah,
half the country is basically run by gangs who are indiscriminately killing people, and it's really terrible. But what's awful about that is that it's just another notch in the belt of the horrible history of Haiti, because it was the very first and really is the only successful slave rebellion that created a nation state in the history of the Western Hemisphere. And the rest of the Western world, or basically the white world, fucked them over. Just for some quick facts, in order for the it used to be a Haiti used to be a French colony. They had a uprising, and they killed. I believe they killed every single white person on the island in the uprising.
Sometimes you
every,
gotta.
Well,
gotta.
I mean, it was nuts. Like the accounts of it are crazy, and the president at the time said, "All right, well, France couldn't come back and like really do us over here because I don't think we can withstand like a full on invasion.
Let me just kill all the French people."
And do you know what France did? Okay, well, you're gonna have to pay us what the equivalent was back then of $500 billion at a 40% interest on a yearly rate, and they're still paying that shit back over 130 years later.
Impossible.
It's impossible. And then
let us out of our debt.
Yeah, they. With America actually occupied Haiti in 1925 for a little bit and walked out of the Haitian treasury with $500,000. That $500,000 back then was a lot of money, and
it's a lot
much,
of. What do you mean back then?
When you find out what it was made with.
Dang, dude, that was a lot to you, bro.
That was a lot to me.
When you find out what it was used to make, they made Citigroup with that money. They formed Citigroup with that, which is now change. Citibank.
Now
so
Citibank.
Basically, Haiti is the
Go Mets.
Yeah. Citi Field. Haiti is a beautiful story about like having a true uprising against a colonial power, and it has only been screwed over by the Western world. Like, think of the Cuban embargo times 50 for 100 years. So that's what the whites have done. Good job us.
They are up to no good.
So Chris Brown, is he using the N-word when he's dissing Quavo?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he's allowed. I think he has that pass.
I'm doing guy who's never listened to hip hop before.
Oh, that's great. Geopolitics are awesome. So what about Chris Brown?
Yeah. I know.
Matt, that's our foreign affairs office.
Thank you.
Foreign affairs desk. Thank you, Matt. Great topic.
Yeah, and here's Fraser with the weather.
And let's go through Fraser's topics now.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. That guy lit himself on fire. What's up with that?
Read what I wrote. I said...
Let's just read all your state college. Kyle Superman tattoos suicide by train.
Fire.
I guess that covers that. Art talk. Why art sucks right now? I'm not reading that out loud. Eating Taco Bell and drinking Mango Mountain Dew at work with the boys from Senegal.
Fun.
Light banks on fire, not yourself.
It's a great time.
Why did that guy light himself on fire?
Fraser actually knows a lot more about that.
I was reading about the manifesto he dropped, and he thinks he's really scared of crypto fascism, and also one of the largest holders of all any cryptocurrency that has like a merit is essentially the feds, basically. They control the most cryptocurrency, so it's just the same as the U.S. dollar now. It's in their control, mm-hmm. so they can kind of keep a hold of how much they keep or how much they let out to inflate or deflate the prices of it. So his whole thing was that they meant to do the bank run in Silicon Valley. That was planned. So it was planned that those banks were going to go down and collapse. And it was basically just a large money laundering. I don't even know how he didn't make a ton of sense. He was pretty whacked out, but he said that they planned to do the bank run and that it did happen. And when they got bailed out,
why did he light himself on fire?
I don't know.
This was all his idea, but he lit himself on fire because there was going to be cameras there, and that's why he wanted to do it. He didn't do it because of any of the political
bring attention to his point.
Bring attention, to banks controlling us.
Do you think it also has something to do with the fact that
nowadays you can't get anyone to listen to you unless you light yourself on fire.
Yeah, bro.
But is that was his theories? The theories though with that he's like touting, like, is there any basis to them?
I think so. I mean, I don't think it takes like a conspiracy theorist or like a fucking government tie-in guy to be like, the banks are trying to fuck us over. No shit, the banks are always going to be trying to fuck us. You don't need to light yourself on fire.
They do that already very well the regular way.
Yeah, he was just, I think he thought he was like the first guy to realize that
he had mental illness.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. The more it unfolds, he sounds like he might have just been fucking sipping a little too much Kool-Aid and then just
he thinks that a worm's in his stomach or something.
Yeah. He might have had worms.
That one was distressing. It was also the day of the big Columbia protest. Which, and it was just completely
unheard. Ooh, I have a fun story about Columbia.
What?
My friend.
You know what sucks? The colorway. The light blue and.
Yeah, the colorway is terrible.
Worst looking college.
Oh, it's a very bad. It's a very bad looking college.
They're
no
not,
swag.
They're also, not known also, for their art department at Columbia, unfortunately.
You know what? You know what? I was trying to list off all the colleges that if I hear you're from there, I like automatically like discredit what you're saying.
Who are they?
My good friend is master's
NYU,
from
RISD, Columbia. Those are the big three. I hate anyone that went there.
I would say Brown, too.
I don't know. Oh, that's Providence beef.
Well, I hate
that's,
Brown. Because, like, pass-fail. Like, stop.
They're pass-fail.
They're pass-fail on everything.
Yeah.
That's lame. Like, okay.
You're just mad. You're kind of, it sounds like you're kind of mad that you went to Providence College.
No, I love Providence College.
Providence,
I couldn't get in there now. I could not get into Providence College now.
You rep.
I rep the Friars.
That's crazy because I don't think you've been back to Providence College since you left it.
I have been there 3 times.
I haven't seen it. Prove it. Are we talking about the guy lit himself on fire?
On fire, and then we got into the Columbia. But also, I have two good friends.
What happened at Columbia?
One of my good friends who graduated with his master's from Columbia.
And what?
And then one of my friends is going there now,
but
they're both Syrian and Persian. But this was a really funny story. My friend, my younger friend who's still enrolled, was going to sue Columbia over...
He's a Syrian pervert? What
did I say pervert? He's a pervert. No, he's not. He's like a devout Muslim.
I'm on fire today.
So. He's a devout
Jake
Muslim.
Brought no topics. Derailed everyone's conversation.
Yeah, bro. Anyway.
What happened to
that?
Last summer, one of his professors read out who he hasn't met and was meeting for the first time because he's going to have class with him in the fall. Anyway, he read his name and in the middle of the first meeting with him just went, "So what are you, Persian or something?" And then he just looked up at him and was like, "You don't look Persian. Why's your name that?"
Christ.
And then he had to be like, that was my father's last name. My father's Syrian." And he went, "Oof."
Jesus Christ.
Dead, like,
first day?
Basically, this is the interview for like the pre, like, we're going to have our next semester together. We're going to enjoy the summer, but I just want to meet you first.
Oh, you Persian?
And he just went like, "Oof," to being like, "I'm half Syrian too." He was like, "Oh, fuck."
Not gonna work.
And anyways,
so what was the professor like? What was there?
He was an old Jewish guy.
Oh.
So, so as you can tell, the allegations have been there, baby. But no, realistically, Columbia is a very old. I consider it to be a white-centric educational institution.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the old head honchos over there don't have the most open minds when it comes to that there's a genocide happening.
Yeah.
So they already were on wobbly footing with their relations with Middle Eastern students before any of this happened.
Well, I mean, you look at USC, they had their very first they were Middle Eastern and they're the first valedictorian at USC that comes from I forget the specific nationality or ethnic background, but she put out her commencement speech that was going to say a lot of stuff about that was pro Palestine, and they just completely canceled her speech. They canceled her speech. They canceled anyone that would have possibly, like, outside of the USC campus or USC.
Why would you send it for them? Why would you cut her mic anyway?
And it also was probably planned that she would get suppressed anyway. So it's already kind of, like, become like a story.
That will, oh, that's the next step. You think she was like, I'm gonna purposefully send this so I get suppressed.
That you can get suppressed, and also like the suppression is its own statement.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's a. I thought it was a. I think it's effective. It made me think about.
Light yourself on fire, bro.
Do it.
Yeah. That, well, maybe not.
Yeah, probably not.
Just
yeah.
Do it next time at Columbia. Just do it right on the main.
Yeah. What a crazy day.
And just do it because like
Elon Omar's daughter was there.
I thought you were gonna say Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Money. Elon Mao in Elon Maui trust, bro.
Elon Mao.
See, that's have you,
you
seen the Elon
Thai
money?
Elon Musk?
No, I don't know Thai Elon
it's
Musk.
Just a, it's just a Thai guy who
money.
Looks like Elon Musk.
Elon Mao.
Who has
money.
So much.
Jesus.
He's got money.
It's awesome, dude.
That's a direct impression of him.
Really?
That's like pretty on par.
Well, it's yeah.
Okay. Solid.
Yeah, I've been working on that. No, he. It's crazy that, like, what is Elon Musk's ethnic origin? Is he like
South African?
South African. So
but,
he's probably
but
British.
He,
South African.
But has he just like fucked his face up with Botox?
I think he's fucked his face up with like plastic surgery,
like no
fillers.
I like how he looks, and I think this conversation is awfully toxic, guys. We shouldn't be talking about the appearance of others.
No one just looks
enhancing
like that, right?
Surgery. No, he looks stupid as shit.
Yeah.
He's got that Rogan bod, too.
He's barrel bodied, where he's just like.
That is the seat, dude. If you want to make it in this world, you got to have that body.
Yeah.
Just be
like
a barrel.
He looks like Robert Mitchum in Cape Fear.
Jeff Bezos kind of has it.
Jeff Bezos is kind of jacked. He's got like those like shoulders.
He's getting bigger.
I know for a fact he's not really working out.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't think any of these guys really do work
out. What about Mark Zuckerberg? He's good at jiu-jitsu.
Well, yeah, I guess I assume he's good at jiu-jitsu.
Have you
seen the clips?
Have you seen Dominican Mark Zuckerberg?
No, I haven't seen.
He's got the spaghetti hair, dude.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, he's got the new look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks cool.
Spaghetti top.
He still looks terrible.
Spaghetti top, gimme top.
Bars, 15 of them.
That's all the topics, I guess.
So that rounds out the topic portion. Good
so
planning.
Those are the topics that we had.
Proud. We got Matt.
Let's see. We got probably about 30 more minutes.
I will say, yes. Last podcast was so bad without Matt, though.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just kept saying the complete most incorrect shit. I think I didn't say one actual. Dude, I was lying out my ass the whole time. And I was just like, damn. Listening back to it, I was like, I didn't say one factual thing. Listen,
just misinformed.
So, yeah.
What'd you lie about?
I just sound like a fucking crazy person. Just be like, with the Lil Baby and the Duh Baby mix up, and then just like like, with Zach Galifianakis. We talked about Zach Galifianakis' early N-word bit that he used to do. And he did used to do that bit a lot.
I guess. We
just,
were on fire last
yeah, time. we were cooking into some. I almost said a bad word. Anyway.
Which one?
Retard. Anyway, we're going right over that.
That's at the 28-minute mark. I don't think anyone's going to make it that far.
We're not going to cut it. You know, you hear people saying it. I even had a single person come up to me and be like, hey, cut that out.
I heard someone say it in a professional setting recently.
Nice.
I was like, damn.
That's fire.
I was like, my goodness.
I say it, and I'm supposed to be the manager, and I say...
You're the manager at La Puan Quadada.
Yeah, yeah, well, don't say the actual name of the place because it is a corporation.
Yeah.
I think a corporate is shut down. Yeah. They're going to fuck
you. Wait, you got yourself an office job? You
I'm a
out.
Fucking
no,
manager.
No,
I'm the on-floor manager, baby.
French Starbucks.
I work at French Starbucks. I'm a floor manager. And it's pretty chill, dog. It's not chill at all. It's actually terrible. I would like a comfy cushion job. Hey, yo, if you got the plug for a good office job, hit me up. I'm not a very reliable guy.
I would say getting an office job did provide me a good space to regiment my time.
I know.
When I wanted to write, actually work out, or like do actual reading. So I like.
No.
Didn't Bukowski say like there's nothing more beneficial or detrimental to a writer's soul than a 9-to-5 job?
I know, I need that. I need this so bad.
It used to be so good.
How are you handling it? You work a 9-to-5?
I work a 9-to-5. What I do every day is I give myself a cap, like a word limit or a page limit that I edit. And if it's longer, I just try to get anywhere from 5 to 10 pages, like try to get it cooking as much as possible. But if I'm like creating something like over and over, what I usually do is I try to do 800 to 1300 words every single day except Sundays, because those are for the Lord.
The Lord. Yeah. Lord. We still go to church up in here.
I do go to church, yeah.
Hell yeah. We go to Haitian church together.
No, I don't go to Haitian church.
We go to Haitian church.
I've been to a few Haitian services, and
we're yelling.
Apparently I was at one Haitian service, and as you could tell, as you might probably guess, I was the only one.
Did you feel out of place?
I was pretty out of place. A sore thumb
You're
is
right
not
where
clear
you needed
enough
to
label.
Be.
And they spoke entirely in French Creole or
fancy.
It was very interesting. But I was having my wife
she know?
Yeah, Creole? She knows. She understands it. She understands. She can't speak it particularly well, except like she just pretty much like amalgamates it into just French.
Oh. Was she born there or she born in the States?
She was born in the States.
Okay.
What I found out was during this particular service. The only service that I went to was they were having people being called up and like to receive quote unquote blessings, and someone that my wife knew was being pretty much like almost like they laid hands on her, and then they said in
had
French
to put
Creole,
hands on
you
him.
Start you're hanging out with light skinned boys, aren't you?
Ooh,
yeah. And I'm like, damn. And I'm like, and apparently like that's a faux pas. Like, if you're not dating, like, a Haitian, like, someone who's, like, first or, like, maybe even second generation Haitian,
Dang.
Then you're, like, not.
You really disrupted her life.
And the thing is, like, the woman admitted to it.
Ooh.
Like, she was like, well, yeah. Like, yeah. It's just, I just found it very, like, troubling. Like it was.
This is the pastor
just,
doing it.
This is the pastor himself doing this. Like it's crazy.
Just being in front of everyone.
In front of the entire congregation.
You've been fucking with a white boy.
We don't want
seen white light skinned boys.
I follow you
here.
On Spotify. I saw the 100 Gex.
Yeah, I saw you. You like the 100 Gex.
It was,
we don't want no white dicks in this house.
I don't know. Like, it might have just been like my white privilege or like my whiteness or like my white background or my privileged background, as a matter of fact, to not really understand that like colorism is a real big thing.
Oh, no.
Throughout several, not just like black community, but black communities. And it really kind of like, it was a little bit unsettling.
You were in the church, you saw this, and you stood up, you said, that's racist.
Yeah.
No,
let me tell you what you're doing is wrong, and let me, here we go, okay.
Excuse me, as someone who's been here for 5 minutes.
So you need to cut that out right fucking now, okay, listen to me.
I'm disgusted. I've never been more disgusted with the Haitian people.
It was really like I
gotta
couldn't
get these
say
people.
It.
I think I speak for all Haitian people when I say this is appalling.
Needs to stop now.
It really, yeah. It was not.
It's not
was,
enough MSNBC in the homes in Haiti. Apparently,
no, yeah.
What's like the? I mean, well, you've never been to Haiti.
I have not.
I wonder what like what's make what the export like what's making it through the
bad
the,
bitches.
The filter of
beautiful women,
multi continental travel
fruits.
Like no, in terms of like content or culture, like
oh.
Like what United States export is cultural export is banging in Haiti, and like I wonder if it's like something strange.
Yeah, that's a good
you
question.
Wonder.
I don't know what the I wouldn't know. Yeah,
wild women.
Wild. What?
Oh, I bet you know.
I got too many references.
You know what I have
today.
Heard? Like, I've been watching some 90 Day Fiancé, and some of the early episodes, they like were like basically real camped out in Haiti.
Yeah.
And apparently there's this like entire community of like message boards of older like 40 plus 50 plus white men who are recently divorced.
Oh yeah.
And they go to Haiti and either get like honeypotted. Or they basically have like a like what the equivalent of what a sugar baby is, and they will like go they'll
sugar
go sugar
baby.
Go It's like I saw there's several like I know 90 Day Fiancé isn't necessarily the biggest representation of reality, but apparently it's a thing. It's a
I like
bag.
That. Dude, I think that's a great place for them to go. They need to stop going. They're fucking Thailand shit up. They need to stop going there.
I'll tell you what, the guest
up
for
the age.
For next week's podcast is nowhere close to us.
All right.
What is he doing, dude?
He's off on an adventure.
Nah, dude. I mean, we can't put the allegations on this podcast.
We're putting the allegations on him in secret. We got them.
He's got the allegations.
They've been sent.
He doesn't know he's being tracked.
Cam's addicted
he
to
doesn't
his girlfriend.
Know.
Those are the allegations.
You already brought... Yeah. Oh, no, bro. It's a bad one. That's real.
Girlfriend Island, bro.
Girlfriend Island.
Anyway.
Population.
This is where I have about the minute 35 mark. I don't think he'll make it this far if he listens to this episode.
I think Cam will.
So we can talk shit about him right now, and then when he comes for the interview...
We'll pretend nothing happened.
We'll say, what's up? It's really good to see you.
Yeah. We'll be mad fake. I love
that.
Should
we say it all at the same time, too?
It's very good to see you. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. Isn't it?
The weather's really nice. How about that?
The weather has been really nice. So, yeah. And it's been
God,
so nice.
Said
I just
we were going to do a better podcast.
Like hurting
I blame
myself.
This one on myself. I didn't.
We were doing
you,
pretty good.
Matt brought shit, bro.
Matt
you
did
didn't bring
job.
Shit. You've been tired today.
I'm so tired.
You've been tired as hell,
we
and that's bumming me
tired.
Out.
I don't
tired
know.
In
guess
America.
What? I get tired all the time, and guess what? I just fucking get through it. That's how you do
as
it.
As David Goggins says, you stay hard.
I just go
you
on.
Just, I was talking about David Goggins earlier,
I'm so
though.
Tired. So
I've been on like a Goggins-esque schedule, and I love how those guys think it's so serious and everything. And I don't. When people see me walking around, they don't picture me as the guy who woke up at 3:30 in the morning to get to work, and is like walking back from work at like 2:30 in the afternoon, looking like just like up, and I'm chipper and I'm feeling it. I'm not like. I don't take it serious. I think those guys
I just
take
think
it
all
too
those guys
serious.
Are like on Adderall.
Yeah.
Like I don't think anyone like is legitimately going that hard. I think it's impossible to.
It is, but you have to be lighthearted about it. There's funnier aspects of it.
Yeah. I think it's inherently hilarious.
It's
that
funny
people
as shit.
Are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get up and run 12 miles today just
yeah.
because you wanna make yourself uncomfortable. It's like, well, one thing to make yourself uncomfortable would maybe to you know, have actual social interactions with people outside of your message boards.
Yeah.
That would be one thing that I would say you do. Or maybe not go to that conference.
What's going on with Liver King?
He's dying. No, mm-hmm. He's getting better now, though.
Wait, why was he dying?
He was dying before because he did it like a fucking grandmas who were on Xanax from the 80s and try to stop and get all fucked up. He's been on roids forever. So when he tried to stop doing roids, his body's just like, what the fuck is going on? And all his shit, dude, he turned like pink. Like people
yeah,
always be like,
awful.
People would be like, as a funny thing, but no, he was like Patrick Starr pink. Like he looked like he was fucking, his body was purging itself. It didn't know what to do.
His skin looks so leathery.
Having steroid withdrawals. He like invented steroid withdrawals. We didn't really know that they could be that intense before, I feel like.
Well, wouldn't you consider Lance Armstrong's steroid withdrawals to be the worst? I mean, he did get cancer from them.
Yeah, but he was a little skinny.
Did he get cancer from them?
Yeah.
When
he was...
That's the allegation.
That's the allegation. No, it's... there's eyewitness.
Oh, dude, you know how I'm going to slam Cam when he gets here, dude. I have such a great idea. Keep going.
So Lance Armstrong, when he was training, he was
a bitch.
He had no idea.
Okay.
He was riddled with cancer. He was riddled with cancer. Well, didn't know about it. He was training with the guy who eventually
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he was training with the guy who eventually like ratted out on him. And he
can't trust these
like, collapsed, and they basically did an MRI on him, and they put him into a room, and the doctor said, like, pretty much ran into the room and said, like, you have cancer all over your body. Ugh. And he was like,
he went especially
why?
Right here and grabbed his dick.
He's like, you have cancer
primarily
in
this
worst places. And he was like, oh God. And he said, have you like, you're an athlete, I know that. So have you trained with like any sort of like performance-enhancing drugs or anything like that, and he basically listed off any anabolic steroid you could ever imagine, and all of those have been linked to several forms of cancer. He was on all of them.
Oh, those are bad for
you. did Lance go, like, 10 toes down? He's like, nah.
Nah, I don't do those.
The one thing, he's like, I'm not on that. In the Oprah interview, he was like, that Oprah said, in that moment in the hospital, did you actually say this? And it's the one lie he told in the entire interview. He said, no, I didn't. I never said that. He couldn't help himself.
Yeah. That's
good. He couldn't. He's because
he's a psychopath.
Yeah, he's a psychopath. Like, he's a psychopath who happened to be a cyclist.
Yeah.
He's a psycho. Hey!
There we go, bro. We're cooking, baby. We got the puns. He's a cyclist path, anyway.
He's a psychopath with a C.
You know what he is? He's a bitch.
Someone ask me a question.
Okay, I'll ask you a question.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, go ahead, Fraser.
I'll
think of a question. I didn't have one.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
So, how about that book you're working on? Tell us about that.
Yeah, please. No,
dude, tell us about these pages you've been working on.
Podcast doesn't need to hear about that.
Yeah. He's writing erotic fan fiction to the show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. No.
A little late to that. A little late on that boat.
That's what we thought, but in Bushwick it still works. It works. He's got to actually move to Bushwick to get it published.
Maybe here's something interesting that happened. Here's something interesting that happened to me.
You lost your words.
I finished a novel a year ago, or not less than a year. Well, I wrote one novel, finished it, was happy with it, and then I wrote another one, and then I finished it, and I considered it a failure when I finished it, and I didn't look at it since last July, probably maybe August, and I looked at it. And for about, you know, almost a year, I've been like, this thing, that sucked. I'll never,
yeah,
I'll never recover.
Bad.
I'm a big, dumb idiot.
Yeah.
Wasted away.
Have you ever thought about, like, instead of, like, and writing so, books, doing TikToks?
And so, I started reading it the other day. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, wow. I'm proud of you.
Wait, here, but.
Shut the fuck up, Fraser.
But no, I typically have a pretty good instinct for if it's solid or not. But that one really spat me out, and I was not happy when it was done. And now I'm happy with it.
What are you gonna do with it? Are you gonna like revisit it?
I don't know. Maybe I'll edit it or something.
You should.
We'll release it.
I mean, I remember I read bits. I read like I think the first 40 or so pages of it,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, don't look at it. Don't ever look at it again. Stop it. Don't look at it. And I just said, you just need to give it a little bit of time.
Yeah. Turns out.
It turns out. I
just a little bit of time.
Just gotta let it breathe.
It'll be good.
Just let it breathe.
I'm writing some bullshit right now.
So
and
I've written two novels now.
Yeah. I've written a draft, and it's taken me 5 years to get through the first draft of markups.
Ooh.
So, you know.
On a side note, that's a pretty good pick me guy move. To self-publish your own novel and just, like, casually be reading it at the bar. And then like, when a girl comes up to you and just like, who are you reading? What are you reading? She's like, oh, just a little something I wrote, baby. Yeah, what's going on?
I was thinking about that.
I'm pretty good.
Besides, like, what I, like, feel about myself, there isn't much that separates me between, like, the most annoying person in the world.
Yeah, you just gotta feed into
it. Like if you were to list off the details of my life to someone else, they'd be like, I don't want to hang out with that person.
That guy is an asshole, bro.
No, it's cool. It's cool. He runs like a magazine and like doesn't have enough money. And
yeah.
Oh yeah, he started a podcast with his friends.
Yeah.
Oh, like what's the podcast about? Oh, it's not that nothing really.
Nothing.
Like they just kind of like joke around because they think people want to listen to it. Well, isn't even his work got published? No, but he's thinking about maybe he'll publish it himself. It's the industry's fault.
It is. Fuck this industry.
Kill myself.
Tell me in the streets.
No. You're not giving yourself enough credit. You got something published.
You work
last
so
year.
Hard, bro. Yeah. You work too hard.
Thank you, bro.
You put together this amazing magazine.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
This is a good magazine, bro.
It's a good
all people
magazine.
Are missing out.
You really are missing.
Yeah, man. Copton issue. Yeah.
Yo, yo, hey, let's plug it. You should get issue four. You should get or issue volume two.
I'm working on it right now.
Frage is working on it. Right
yeah,
now.
we got our best guy on it.
He got the top dog on this one.
This one, the one this time will have page numbers.
Is that right?
Maybe.
Is that right?
Depends how I feel about it. We will.
Like, hey, what page is your essay on, Matt? The one next to the one with the bird.
We put out the last one, and I was like, Fraser, is it possible to do page numbers? He said, no, it's not possible. What?
I already had everything in the template, and I was like, I can't do that.
Impossible.
I can't not do that. Like, oh, man. But I did. I prevailed and didn't put in page numbers.
No, you should, dude.
It was my struggle story against Jake wanting page numbers.
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't understand. Yeah. I said in my argument was just read the whole thing and then you'll know where. They're just true. That's such a, like a dad line, just being like, it's like finish your fucking meat before you can have your dessert or something. Yeah. Just be like, if you read the whole thing, then you would know where it is.
You would can't have your pudding. You can't have your pudding if you don't eat
your meat.
You can't have your pudding.
Pink Floyd's cool. You guys like Pink Floyd? I like how that one guy is super conservative now from Pink Floyd.
I thought he was like super like Libby up now. I think Roger Waters?
Is he Libby now?
Yeah, he's. Oh, he's.
I thought he was like
Palestine,
libertarian, free think.
Now he's now he Libby now.
He's Libby with it. He's pretty liberal, at least when it comes to the Israel Palestine issue.
Get Libby with it.
Aren't we all though?
Yeah, he called Bono up. He said, pull Bono up by his shoes and shake out some money so he can give some actual help to people.
Yeah.
Is Bono Israeli?
No, Bono's Irish.
What's it, well,
Bono's? You didn't know Bono speaks for Ireland, bro?
Yeah, he was actually like Sue.
I'm gonna be honest.
I always just,
he was super on Ireland.
I kind of just always assumed he was spoken. Spanish.
No,
you always thought Bono was.
Like,
Bono
was
short for Bueno.
Benicio del Toro kind of looks like Bono. Same
Bono,
guy,
bro.
Same
what,
spot.
Well, you know an Irish guy named Bono?
That's true.
I mean, I never thought that was his real name.
Neither.
It might be, but
their guitarist is also called The Edge. Too.
Yeah, I wasn't believing the names.
It's Theo Edge. Theo Edge. He's Italian.
Oh man. That brings us back to talk about the Israel-Palestine conflict. Well, it actually doesn't, but this kind of touches on it. I will say, Zionist graffiti is the worst graffiti in the world just because they don't know what they're doing. There's Zionist graffiti where I'm at, where I work, in like the Upper East Side and everything.
That's awesome.
Dude, it is hilarious.
One of the richest areas.
The richest areas. There'll be like some 74-year-old Jewish guy outside writing on a fucking blockade with a Sharpie. Like, fucking curb your anti-Semitism. And they're like, we did something, baby.
Talk about an echo chamber.
Yeah. I love it.
To do that in the Upper East Side. And they probably got a permit for it.
Did you see the video after the Columbia, or is during the Columbia protests? I guess Biden came to New York. And someone was like, Mr. Biden,
they did it. Mr. Biden, so.
Should we do the Norman Finkelstein?
We'll call it the
Biden,
Finkelstein impression.
Do you have a comment on the anti-Semitic protests going on? And he said, they're bad.
No, good point, Biden.
Well, and then the people that don't know Palestine as well. And then he kept it moving.
He's like, they gotta look after human rights. History is watching.
He said that cannibals ate his uncle. You saw this?
What?
That's pretty fire.
Oh, wait. Yes, he said
this. This one's cool as fuck. He said
cannibals ate Bo. They ate him up.
No, not Bo. His uncle. He said his uncle died in World War II and they couldn't find his body.
Started from the toes.
Because cannibals ate it in Cambodia.
Is it true?
It was just one guy who
ate
him. Like a snake.
Okay, so it was Vietnam, right?
I think it said World War II.
Wow.
They eat everything over there.
Yeah.
My grandpa.
But no,
who am I to judge their culture?
Yeah, he can't say nothing.
The thing is, all the, like, staffers kind of scrambled to be like, no, that's not true. And it's, like, the first time, well, that, like, there's been kind of a divide between his, his press corps and what he said, rather than being like, no, that's true. Like, they kind of turned on him, like, oh, like, he was just, like, feeling, like, emotional. And
some type of way about the Vietnamese that day. He was like, they ain't my grandpa. Fuck that.
Yeah, dude. Imagine reaching the age. Well, yeah. There's a few possibilities that are, like, pretty funny. Like, you like, just reach the funny age where you're just like, fuck it. You guys are man-eaters.
Like, saying, well, I mean, like, he is racist as fuck.
Someone. Yeah.
Like,
he's
Biden
racist.
He
will not beat those allegations.
Trump's racist, but, like, Biden's
racist, but, like, sturdy about it. Like, he's been proven racist.
He's, like, nasty
throughout
racist.
Well, I mean, he also has documentation.
Like, his politics thus far.
He also has documentation that proves that, like, he's responsible for, like, 60% of the mass incarceration that's gone on.
Hell yeah.
So, I think, like, when it comes to Biden, he's really just amazing. Because when I hear that, like, about his uncle being eaten by cannibals,
go ahead.
That to me, like, again, like, yeah,
that's hard.
Possibilities. There are possibilities. Like, it could very well be true.
See, I don't.
I don't even believe it for a second.
I don't believe it for a second. But there's always a part of me that goes like, well, maybe, like,
should
maybe
I feel
in
for
that,
this guy?
Like, mist of his mind.
Yeah.
There is something there that is so clear. Like, the way that people always would try to dissect the nonsense that Trump says.
Yeah.
Like, they would always say that.
Well, imagine if someone's telling you about, like, Hunter Biden without any of the proof. You'd be like, what?
Well, I think it's interesting that this is the one where, like, they, like, contradicted him. And they're like, no, that's not real. We can't. And they're like, White House fact checked.
Show us a picture.
Well, I was like, 4,000. You fact checked what? You went to Cambodia and talked to, like, the elders and were like, y'all eat a Biden?
You fucking eat my uncle,
like,
bro.
Like, what are you talking about? You didn't do anything. You're just like, we can't. Like, who knows? I think I'm team Biden's uncle was eaten by Cambodians.
I mean, I need
Cambodian
the proof.
Cannibals.
We need a laptop with 4,000 images of his uncle getting eaten.
Yeah, like, how
do
you
then
fact
I'll believe
check?
It.
Dude, I am so tired of people. The idea of fact checking, that's standing up.
These facts
bro.
Ain't real.
My back hurts a little bit.
These what? Facts be fiction, yo.
Cannibal.
You're looking shit up.
We are looking shit up.
Papua New Guinea.
You said you didn't care about facts.
Okay.
Guinea
okay,
pigs.
Well, it would make sense if it was World War I because we did fly
World
over
War,
that
World
shit.
War
is that where guinea pigs come from?
Biden implied his uncle lost in World War II was eaten by cannibals in Papua New Guinea. Let's go, dude. Fuck y'all, bro.
Well,
that's a
true.
Real diss track.
We read it.
Yeah, dude. The real diss track of the week was, was
Papua
Biden
New Guinea
going,
dropped a hard one.
Was Biden going straight for Papua New Guinea's
yo,
neck, bro?
when he was asked, like, I think 2 weeks ago, they said the press, one of the people in the press asked him before he boarded, what was it, Marine One? That's a helicopter, right?
Well, he's got a helicopter?
Yeah, he's got a helicopter, yeah. And he's about to board the helicopter, and they said, What have you told Israel to do in regard to blocking 75% of the aid going into Gaza? And he says, I told them to do what they do.
Yep.
Do what they do. He's Paul Wall now.
Yeah,
he's told
like,
them
to
do
them
what
to
it
do.
Do
what they, I told them to do what they do. He's like for some reason, he's just so cryptic. He's so
that,
cryptic,
dude,
or he's just not there.
That might just be a guy who's completely not there. That's
yeah.
like that's an answer.
Do what you do, bro.
like a stupid 15-year-old would tell you, be like, told him to do whatever they do. I don't fucking know. Like, God, it's their issue. It's their fucking
I don't know
problem.
Why I'm getting asked about this.
Yeah, you got to get asked
yeah.
about it, boy. Like he like this. We give them
the I gave them the money. They can do what they want with it,
like,
bro. Chill.
Like, it's like, who said about Saddam Hussein? I think it was David Petraeus. David Petraeus said this. He said, of course we know Saddam has WMDs or had used WMDs. We still have the receipts.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like,
it's because we sold this shit to him.
Of course, like we give Israel the weapons. They are a client nation. Like it's sad. It's sad that it is the way it is, but we've dug ourselves literally
that.
The deepest hole we've ever dug with an ally.
That's a real bomb dealer's dilemma right there.
There we go.
when you're just like, yo, my best client is committing a genocide. What do I do?
You're doing what with the bombs?
Shit, you're using them?
We never would have guessed.
You're just supposed to, like, terrorize, like, you know, sort of in, like, this obtuse sort of
do
way.
It. You're supposed to do it quietly,
them.
Bro.
Yeah. Can't be, like, actually dropping
they gotta,
them.
They got to do, like, I mean, like.
They do what they do.
They do what they. I mean, yeah, they're doing what they do.
Yeah. in Israel, Palestinian
I do what I do
news.
That does
oh, okay.
I had to turn. Well, it's not really. I had to turn down a job offer.
Oh yes, you did. Yes, you did. I applaud you for your principles.
Yeah, it was for the Free Palestine newspaper.
Yeah.
And Jake
the
had
Gaza
to turn
free
it down.
Press. Yeah.
They even told him, they were like, we're going to pay you $2,800 to write something insightful. And he was like, I just am way too Zionist for this. I'm sorry, guys.
I can't focus. I'm tired.
I'm sorry. I'm tired. Me and all my boys were up partying last night.
Anyway, whatever. Let's finish this one. Great job, guys.
I think we did okay.
Yeah.
I think we did it. We really dove into Haiti quite a bit.
Great job, Matt.
Yeah, thank you.
You really brought the heat there.
Well,
you got the heat.
Yo, if anyone is in immigration, like, hit me up. Like, I would, like, I actually, like, my wife's family's stuck, and we need help, so.
You hear that? All 13 of you.
Yeah, please, like, get the word out. I actually would. Like, this would be, if this podcast somehow blew up because of that, it'd be like. Like the most amazing thing, and then people hear about it. People hear about it. Like,
yeah,
well, what else are they talking about?
What else do they?
These are some human rights. These are some human rights activists.
It's all satirical, except for that one. That one's real.
Yeah, that one is real. So
help us out.
Israel and not Israel.
We've got bars. Exciting things planned for our next week's podcast, which will be
so
happening
excited.
Next week.
It's
getting close, okay.
I'm so excited. Solo shit or nah?
What are you talking about?
Like, are we like, should we talk about like the next like upcoming possible idea of the form of the podcast?
I think
like,
we should. No. I think we should post them all so people get 3 hours of just
content.
Back to back to back, baby.
Blam.
Become stupid with us.
3 through 5.
Yeah.
Fraser, say something.
I got a lot.
Say your last notes. Is that it? Say it for
no, you. He cut me off last time, and he's going to do it.